News on Demand is brought to you by Heck Chevrolet and Rock Bottom Tire. Todd Stapleton with News Center. Well, we could see some snow late this afternoon and early this evening around the area. National Weather Service in St. Louis says confidence continues to increase that there is a narrow corridor that could see light accumulating snow up to an inch late tonight and early into Friday, with a few isolated pockets even reaching as high as 2 inches, but there is a large amount of uncertainty on exactly when or where that would occur. Most areas will see very light to no accumulation. Light snow that does manage to accumulate, however, would likely stick to pavement due to the cold temperatures. We will see temperatures into the single digits for tonight. City of Vandalia working to make America's 250th birthday a big deal locally. City of Vandalia Economic Development Director and Tourism Director Amber Dahlbaugh and City Administrator Letitia Basley were guests for this week's podcast talking about Vandalia, and the topic of discussion was working to make the 250th birthday of the country as big a deal as they can. Dahlbaugh talks about getting started with the work on this and what is to come.
Just got educated on some things that this group is doing. And since that time, the city has passed a resolution and ordinance in support of the 250th. And by doing so, it's afforded us the commitment to commemorate the 250th throughout the entire year. So with that being said, just in talking with Doug and Letitia and tourism, we had our first meeting in January. I invited some people to come to that meeting that I thought made sense as far as talking about this and getting some of their insights and try to realize how we can all collaborate together.
If you would have an idea for an event or you have one organized, you're asked to get in touch with the City of Vandalia to get your event on the list. You can find the form that needs to be filled out. It's attached on this story on our website at vandaliaradio.com. We'll talk more on the 250th birthday plans coming up tomorrow. Well, polling is showing the ticket of Darren Bailey and Aaron Delmar with a big lead in the Republican gubernatorial primary. Internal polling by the Bailey campaign of likely Republican voters confirms that Bailey had a large lead. The internal polling shows Bailey with 57%, Rick Heidner with 9%, Ted Hrabowski at 8%, James Medrick at 4%, and 23% still undecided. Although this is an internal poll by Bailey, it is not the first to show him with a commanding lead. A poll earlier this month from WGN-TV showed Bailey with 34.4%, Hrabowski at 8.2%, James Medrick at 5.4%, although the WGN poll did show 46% still undecided. Bailey, the former state representative, state senator from the Clay County area, is making his second run at Illinois governor. In 2022, Bailey lost to Democrat incumbent J.B. Pritzker. Meanwhile, the Illinois primary election is Tuesday, March 17th. Early voting begins 1 week from today. As Illinois Republican candidates for governor call for school choice, more private schools are closing in the Chicago area after two Catholic schools in Chicago announced recently that they would close at the end of the school year. The Archdiocese said that a total of 4 schools would close in the city, plus 2 more in the suburbs. Republican gubernatorial candidate Rick Heidner called for school choice vouchers when he spoke at a forum in East Dundee last week.
In the private sector for $15,000, you're going to get your child educated incredibly.
2022 GOP nominee Darren Bailey said private schools have the ability to accelerate students.
And our public schools should be doing the same thing, but they won't because of we all know why.
Bailey gestured to indicate that money was the reason. Illinois public schools spend more than $20,000 annually per student in taxpayer funds. A proposed Illinois bill, the, quote, Let the People Lift the Ban Act, Senate Bill 2884, would let local voters approve rent control, drawing sharp debate between tenant advocates and landlords over its potential impact on housing and the economy. Supporters of the bill say it empowers municipalities to protect tenants from soaring rents and gives residents a voice in shaping housing policy. Critics, including State Senator Andrew Chesney, argue that rent control discourages investment in rental properties and may ultimately worsen housing affordability.
You can't have government entering into the private industry and telling somebody what they can charge.
Chesney, who opposes the bill, cites examples from cities such as New York and San Francisco, where rent stabilization policies have, in his view, led to higher costs and strained housing markets.
These landlords will take the maximum allowed each and every year by state law.
Chesney emphasized that broader economic factors were driving housing affordability challenges in the state of Illinois. The former Illinois sheriff's deputy found guilty of second-degree murder in the death of Sonia Massey is scheduled to be sentenced today. Former Sangamon County Deputy Sean Grayson shot and killed Massey in July of 2024 after she called 911 over a potential intruder at her Springfield home. The defense argued Grayson was acting in self-defense because he believed that Massey was going to throw a pot of boiling water at him. He faces a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. News on Demand has been brought to you by Heck Chevrolet and Rock Bottom Tire.